this, Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, lots of casting news this afternoon for us, beginning with Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is set to star in and produce, actually, an action comedy called Shotgun Wedding. The story follows a couple whose extravagant destination wedding is taken over by criminals. And in the process of saving their families, they rediscover why they wanted to get married in the first place. So casting's underway at the moment for the female lead and additional roles in it. Jason Moore, who did Pitch Perfect, actually directs the project. And they plan to begin the filming in the summertime.
All right. Now, Oscar Isaac, we know him majorly of late, I suppose, for Star Wars, but he's possibly heading into something else?
He is. He's in talks to join the cast of Denis Villeneuve's adaptation of a Frank Herbert novel called Dune. So we probably remember this from before because we've seen it in various different film adaptations. We had the David Lynch film and we had William Hurt took on the role in a sci-fi miniseries in 2000 as well. But he's going to, Isaac is going to play, we think, Duke, the father of the film's protagonist, Paul, who's played by Timothée Chalamet. So it's set in the distant future, and the story follows Paul, whose noble family accepts control of the desert planet. And what happens here is there's a resource that is basically a highly valuable resource in this desert that's used for space travel. They control it, but what happens? The family get betrayed. The story explores sort of themes of politics, religions, and man's relationship with nature. So good cast lining up for it as well. Charlotte Rampling, and you've got Rebecca Ferguson, Stellan Skarsgård also to co-star in it. So
that's quite a lineup, all right. Okay, Angelina Jolie. What is Angelina up to?
So she looks like that she has been cast to star in a project called Those Who Wish Me Dead. So this is from Taylor Sheridan, who would have directed Wind River, recent movie. And he's going to direct from his own script, which is actually based on a 2014 novel. So the action unfolds against a wildfire in the Montana wilderness and follows a 14-year-old boy who witnesses a brutal murder. He's put into a witness protection at a sort of training program for troubled teens. Meanwhile, the two killers are slaughtering anyone who gets in their way in a sort of methodical quest to reach him. So Jolie's role is not quite as specified as yet. The filming for that one's going to begin in May. Sheridan was working on a thriller, actually, called Fast, which had Chris Pratt attached to it.
Okay.
But the reports are that that project has stalled. So Those Who Wish Me Dead looks like the project he's taking up.
There you go. Zach returns.
Yeah, this is Zack Snyder. People will know who did 300 and Watchmen, and most recently, I suppose, the first part of Justice League. He signed on to direct a zombie horror heist feature called Army of the Dead, and this is taking place at Netflix. So the idea here behind it is that it will be a sort of a script that's set amongst a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas. Well, that's a great pitch, actually. A man assembles a group of mercenaries to take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist ever attempted.
Okay.
Just keep making zombie movies. I suppose why Snyder? Because I suppose he broke through in 2004 with the well-regarded Dawn of the Dead remake, and Netflix sought out the project. I suppose they're giving him the keys to a $90 million budget to go and do this. He's quoted in the Hollywood Reporter as saying, "No one's ever let me completely loose. There are no handcuffs on me at all with this one."
Wow.
And he's going to be producing with his partner and wife, Deborah Schneider, as well.
Excellent. We're staying with some cast news for Sam Rockwell, who's been so good of late in Vice. What is he up to?
Joining two actors who are also excellent in many roles that they have played, Octavia Spencer and Allison Janney.
Oh, wow.
So they're all starring in a project called The Heart, and this is from writer-director Nat Faxon and Jim Rash. So Rockwell will play Joe and Spencer will play Lucy, a couple who, while desperate for cash, agreed to take the job of delivering a human heart from New York to Florida in 24 hours.
Gosh.
when they realise that their delivery is destined for a black market buyer who illegally skipped the donor list, they try to reroute the heart to its rightful recipient, only to be hunted down by the insane criminals.
Oh, good pitch.
Sounds like
it.
A good one.
Sam Rockwell, Octavia Spencer, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So good casting there and good directors as well. They made Faxon and Rash. Their directorial debut was the coming of age story The Way, Way Back.
Ah, excellent. Now, Dingle Film Festival documentary news.
Yeah, so they've unveiled their lineup for this year's festival and they've revealed a number of very strong Irish and Irish-related documentary feature films in their lineup, including The Push, Farewell to Music, The Curious Works of Roger Doyle, When All Is Ruined One Again, and The Town of Strangers. So you can combine this with a great shorts programme as well, a number of special events over the days of the festival. Dingle of the County Kerry is always the place to be. So you can find all the information about it on dinglefilmfestival.com. It runs from March 21st to 24th.
Okay, we're back with Netflix for their new limited series, The Stranger.
Oh yeah, this is Richard Armitage, who's been cast in this. You'll know him from the likes of The Hobbit and Berlin Station. So he's going to lead this new limited series called The Stranger. So he's going to play Adam Price, a happily married father of two whose life is turned upside down after a stranger tells him a secret about his wife. The revelation catapults him into a larger world of conspiracy and danger. It's an 8-part thriller that they're going to produce.
All right. What trailer are you recommending we check out this week, Art?
So it's going to be out in a couple of weeks here, but there has been a bit of a report about it. It's a movie called The Kid Who Would Be King.
Is this a kid's movie? Sort of family movie?
It's a bit of both. Okay. And this is the thing. So it's kind of marketed as a family movie.
Yeah.
And the story, I suppose, follows a young boy who discovers that he discovers a sword, the legend of Excalibur, and uses it to save the world from attack. Actually, Andy Serkis's son is the lead role in the movie.
Wow.
Lewis Ashburn Serkis stars in it. Patrick Stewart, Rebecca Ferguson also stars in it as well. But reports have already come out that the studio behind it, they're going to lose about 50 million in terms of, it's a big production budget of, I think, about 60 million. And when you add in the marketing and production costs, they're fearful now that it could lose money because it hasn't set the box office alight in the US when it opened. It is slowly opening in international markets. And I suppose they'd be hopeful that they can turn that around because they don't want it. It's already sort of on the list of probably the lowest return for a movie in 2019 already. So
okay.
They don't want that.
We'll see how it goes this side of the Atlantic, I suppose.
15th of February, it's coming out here.
All right, let's look at new releases in our cinemas this weekend, starting with this Green Book.
I had my record label ask around town to find me the right man. Your name came up more than once. You've impressed several people with your innate ability to handle trouble. And that is why I called and inquired about your availability.
Okay, here's the deal. I got no problem being on the road with you. But I ain't no butler. I ain't ironing no shirts, and I'm not polishing nobody's shoes. You need somebody to get you from point A to point B. You need somebody to make sure there's no problems along the way. And believe me, you and the Deep South, there's gonna be problems. So if you want me, it's $1.25 a week.
Well, Mr. Vallelonga, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, that's Green Book. I very much enjoyed it. Superb performances from both Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali.
Up for a good few Oscars as well. Set in America in 1962. A heartwarming true story, really, about a working class Italian-American bouncer takes the job as a chauffeur to Dr. Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali. So that's a good movie, followed by another good movie.
Yes.
Really enjoyed this.
So did
Can
I.
You Ever Forgive Me? This is Melissa McCarthy and Richard E. Grant, both Oscar nominated.
And another based on fact.
So it's about Lee Israel, a writer who falls out of step, really, and into sort of financial trouble, but turns her art form to deception.
They're both really good in it, aren't they?
They are,
yeah.
And it's a nice movie.
Yes,
it's,
and as I've been saying, Richard E. Grant is my new favourite person because he's having a ball.
He's just
through this Oscars season. It's great. We have How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World.
Yeah, we do. This is the third movie in this series as well, so kids will be happy to sort of see this one. Come back to cinemas. Always good animation with them. We've also got A Private War as well.
Rosamund Pike had great reviews in this.
Yeah, this is playing Marie Colvin, the war correspondent who is utterly fearless and rebellious spirit, driven to the front line of conflicts across the globe to give voice to the voiceless. Greg Wise also starring in that as well. Escape Room is on release. This is Taylor Russell and Logan Miller starring in this, about six strangers who find themselves in a maze of deadly mysterious rooms and must use their wits to survive. And then finally, on limited release, there's a movie as well called Burning.
Okay, what TV movie should we check out this weekend?
It's a movie that stars Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf. It's about a veteran American sergeant who leads a tank crew on one final dangerous mission in the last months of the Second World War. The assignment kind of takes the soldiers behind enemy lines into the battle with overwhelming enemy forces. Good movie. Did enjoy it. It's called Fury. And it's on RT2 tonight at 9 p.m.
Super. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.